to Mr. Johnson, we'll conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay.
Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your full name, your agency number for the record?
Julie Buddy.
Okay. So that's your ABC number?
305-985.
Sir, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members this morning, this afternoon, conducting the hearing. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mrs. Carol Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your hearing lead, sir. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir. Mr. Ubedi, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you were also notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I represent myself.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. So your hearing's going to be conducted in two phases. We're going to start out at phase one. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out, like I said, in phase one. You have three allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. But I read you the allegation, Mr. Ubedi. I need you to state whether the allegation is true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay, the first allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about October 31st, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary data December 3rd, 2018. So is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay. So the next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about November 2nd, 2018, per the task lab individual testing compliance summary dated December 3rd, 2018. So is that true or false?
True.
Okay. So your last allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about November 30th, 2018, as verbally written directed on November 29, 2018. It says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. So is that true or false?
You're waking up. I can't quite hear you.
Okay. Your third violation, your final violation, states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about November 30th, 2018, as verbally written directive on November 29th, 2018, says that your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. So is that true or false?
I'm not saying it's false.
Okay. Then that you stated that allegation number 3 is false, we're going to go to Mr. Turner for some additional information.
Say that one more time.
Then that you state that allegation number 3 was false, we're going to Mr. Turner, the parole officer, for some additional information.
Okay.
You ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
Allegation number 3. On 11-29-2018, the offender left a message that he was homeless and does not reside in his approved residence any longer. On 11-30-2018, PO called and had phone contact with the offender. Offender was directed to report to the parole office on 11-30-2018. Offender failed to report on 11-30-2018 as directed. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is an absconder from supervision. Follow-up, on 12-3-2018, Cecil Isabel went to the offender's prior residence, spoke with the sponsor father. Sponsor claims that the offender does not live in his residence anymore. He claims that he might be somewhere in Avondale. CCO Isabel hand-delivered a notice of noncompliance to the offender via his father's sponsor, directing the offender to report to the parole office on 12-4-2018 by 9 a.m. The offender failed to report on 12-4-2018 as directed. On 12, 7, 2018. This officer called Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and Maricopa Medical Center. The offender is currently not registered at both facilities.
Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Jabari, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I did leave a message, but the day that he had called me to report in, it was about 1, 2 o'clock, and the office closed at 4, and I told him that I was in Avondale, so he didn't know where I was. He just didn't know my location. Regardless of the fact, I did tell him where I was, and I told him I had no ride. I had no way to get up there. I told him everything that was happening to me, and all he could tell me was, I better show up there, that I need to be there by 4 o'clock. Well, I had no money. I had just lost my job, and I know that's no excuse, but I just had no way to get up there.
Okay, well, Mr. Jabari, I'm going to go ahead and move this on to phase two. I'm going to say, as far as allegation running two goes, that based on your admission, and as far as allegation number three goes, based on the warrant information, warrant number 2018-3568, the information received from the parole officer, I'm going to move to find that you were delinquent, that you did violate the terms and conditions of your supervision, that you may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company. That will be my motion.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agree Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones, Dr. Wright. So we've got to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. So we're going to start out phase two and get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jabari was released from ADC custody on 10-9-2018 and arrested on 12-19-2018 by the Arizona Department of Corrections Fugitive Apprehension Unit with the assistance of the United States Marshal's Office. No new charges are noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 12-2018, 12-19-2018, with an adjusted CSED of 5-5-2019 with 19 absconded. Current convictions, 2014, armed robbery, 4 years. 2015, aggravated robbery, 2 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 33, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No ICG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. However, after his return to custody, he did receive a disciplinary that was informally resolved. Under arrest, 2013, theft, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GD score of G1, V1.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, sir, Mr. Jabari, I see that when you were released, you were approved to live at 4137 North 73rd Avenue in Phoenix. This was your only approved residence. Is that your father's residence there, sir?
Yes, sir.
So why did you leave your father's residence, sir?
Yeah.
Why did you leave your father's residence?
Well, me and my father weren't quite seeing eye to eye. We were bumping heads constantly, and he gave up on me, and he told me to leave, and I wasn't going to argue with him, so I just left.
Okay. So, sir, were you working during that period of time? It looked like that they didn't show you.
Yes, I was, sir.
Okay, where were you working at, sir?
I don't quite know the name of the company. I gave the information of my boss that I was working for. I gave the information to my parole officer.
Okay. Or just as a son, what kind of work were you doing?
I was doing construction in Avondale across the street from the police station.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so it shows that you were to take random UAs and that you had your UA called up on October 31st as well as November 2nd. Your parent code was called and you never showed up to do it. Why didn't you ever go take a UA?
Because at the time that I was working on getting a cell phone, and my dad was never really home, so I couldn't really call anybody, and so I never called in, and I had got out of prison. My first time, I was already on drugs when I got out.
Okay, what kind of drugs were you using, sir?
I was on heroin and methamphetamine.
Did Did you start using drugs before you went in prison, or is this...
No, I didn't start doing drugs until I got to prison. Well, I did some, I did methamphetamines before I got locked up, and then I was sober, and then I started getting high right before I got out, about a year or two.
Okay, so when was the last time you did any drugs, sir?
Not the day I got arrested, but the day before. So this was the 19th or the 18th of December.
Okay, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Same additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Giovanni. The board is about to go into discussion as we come up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board that would be relevant, sir, without repeating yourself?
The best thing I could say, sir, that's relevant is I'm asking for an opportunity. You know, I'll go to a halfway house, I'll do UAs, I'll do whatever I got to do. Other than that, I appreciate your time and thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board's going to go into discussion. A lot of board's in discussion, so I need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. We will make a decision whether to deny or grant your, revoke your community supervision. At this time, sir, stay on the phone. The board's going into discussion. The board's now into discussion. Mr. Giovanni was out. He says that he was started doing drugs about a year before he got out of prison. And then he was doing drugs when he got out, but he was doing heroin and methamphetamine. He was staying with his father. He says his father kind of gave up on him and told him to leave, so he just left his father's residence and was staying out in Avondale. And that he was doing some work out there, doing some construction work while he was in Avondale. He's just asking them for the opportunity to be given a second chance. However, based on the information that we have in the room, based on the fact that he was using heroin and meth, and that since he's been incarcerated, he hasn't been doing any, he will be released on May 24th of 2019, during which time he won't be on any parole or community supervision. I think it would be best for Mr. Giovanni to go ahead and stay in, finish out his time, work with the CO3, try to come up with a program and stay off of drugs so that when he gets out, he's better able to handle himself. He won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. So that is my feelings at the time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Hearing nothing coming from the colleagues, then I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Giovanni, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, as he did relapse and start back to using drugs, heroin, and methamphetamine. That would be my motion.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Miller, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Giovanni?
Yes.
So the board is voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on May 20th. And let me just make sure I have it right. You said May 5th, and we have May 24th on this sheet. I just want to make sure.
I have 5/5/2019.
Okay. So you will be released on May 5th of 2019, during which time you won't be on any parole or community supervision, sir. We want to wish you the best of luck. And try to take some programming and do something while you're there so that when you get out, you'll be successful and won't be on drugs, Mr. Giovanni. Thank you for taking the time.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. I am taking programs.
Right,
thank you for your time and hospitality.
All right. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.